Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Reassurance is knowing our pensions will be supporting you in the years ahead. Speak to a financial broker about a Zurich pension today.
Now, European Union member states have approved the EU-Mercosur trade agreement through a weighted majority vote. Although the trade provisions can be applied provisionally, the agreement cannot come into force formally until the European Parliament has given its consent. The chair of the Parliament's Trade Committee, Bernd Lang, said he was confident the vote would pass. However, in the meantime, intense lobbying by farming organisations is expected to continue. Our reporter Una Kelly has been speaking to some farmers in Ireland for their reaction. Una, young farmers are saying that this could threaten their futures.
Yes, Katie, I was speaking to several of them today who are really worried about the viability of their business in the future. They're claiming that the Mercosur deal will push down prices for them. Here's the thoughts of a few of them, starting with John Duffy. He's a poultry farmer in Monaghan.
Look, I suppose my fears would be that it doesn't give us any certainty in terms of the market. There's going to be a serious volatility in terms of oversupply into the market at a low cost price that the Irish farmer won't be able to match, because they have such high quality standards in the food that they produce. And I suppose we've been brought up in an industry that has thrived to produce top quality food. And I suppose this deal with Europe is going to really undermine that.
What would you say to people who say that this is a good thing for consumers? It gives people more choice. And also more generally, it opens up markets.
Yes, look, it does open up markets, surely, and it gives consumers more choice. But at the end of the day, the local people producing food for local people in the same region has a respectability to that, and a kind of a guarantee to make sure that quality and certainty is there for the general consumer.
My name is William Clancy. I'm from County Tipperary, Drumban, County Tipperary, and I'm a beef farmer. Actually, look, it's very disappointing, I suppose, you know, that it's going to go through. Like, we're kind of coming off the back of a good year for beef price, I suppose, and we're kind of, I suppose, maybe starting to dream a little bit about what the future might bring. And this has kind of brought us back to reality that, you know, the future is not, the outlook is not good now with all this South American beef going to be coming in at a lower price and a lower cost of production. We're just very worried that we're not going to be able to compete, you know. What's the incentive for people like me to, you know, aspire to be a full-time farmer, or even to aspire to be a very good part-time farmer? There's no real future if the price is not there for the quality of product you're producing. So I just think the landscape will be very different in every parish around Ireland in 20 years in relation to agriculture. Like, you know, you'll see bigger, more commercialised farms, and like the family farm model that has probably kept it going for hundreds of years will just get slowly and slowly eroded, you know.
My name is Josephine O'Neill. I am the national president of MOCRA, and I am from County Kilkenny. I suppose one of the biggest concerns is the threat to economic viability. The influx of Mercosur-produced beef and poultry could have a strong likelihood of driving down prices and affecting the competitiveness of Irish beef and poultry farmers. And for our young farmers, they are already operating on very tight margins as they begin their careers, so this could decimate them. It could also affect the attractiveness of farming as a career option for young people.
Josephine O'Neill there from MOCRA. Now for consumers who have been facing rising food costs for years, Una, the deal could mean cheaper meat in the long term.
It could potentially, but some farmers are insisting that this isn't necessarily a good thing. They say that if people want farming done in the most environmentally friendly way, consumers will have to accept that meat is going to cost them more. Here's Eamon Carroll. He's the deputy president of the ICMSA.
It can't be produced at low cost on you know what has been done over the past. To give you an example, the very latest one would have had been you know, low emission slurry spreading is one of the things. Those pieces of equipment cost ferocious money that do effectively the same thing, but yet, you know, it was introduced by the EU to combat our climate emissions targets that have to be met. So with that comes cost. And, you know, that cost has to be borne by somebody. It can't be borne by the farmer anymore, because the margin is so minuscule in it that it's just not sustainable going forward.
Eamon Carroll there. And Una, farmers are planning a protest tomorrow.
They are. Now, it's organised mostly by Independent Ireland, but it is being backed by the Irish Farmers Association, and the Westmeath chair of the IFA, Richard O'Brien, he'll be at that protest in Athlone tomorrow.
What we're told today is that the EU member states have backed it, but they've only backed an agreement to go back to Strasbourg to vote again on it. It's probably kicking the can down the road further, but there's another couple of months of a waiting process if they get into the European Court of Justice over it.
You're hopeful that can still happen so that the deal wouldn't go through?
Yes. More than likely the deal will go through at the end of the day. But in the meantime, we have a huge opportunity there to educate the consumers in this country as to what they're eating.
So the protest is scheduled for tomorrow. Are you expecting any protests after that?
We'll deal with tomorrow first.
Richard O'Brien there, ending that report by Una Kelly.